Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that might be construed as a little bit bonkers, but I'm just free. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. 5 days a week, or here on American Freedom Radio, if you're in the Pacific time zone, Washington State, California, it's 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time, so you'll probably have to listen to it while you're at work if you want to listen to live. Also, 4 till 5 p.m. Mountain, 5 till 7 Central, and 6 till 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, the hour after the show, we will be having a Skype chat just off air with the listeners, just having a bit of fun. And what's been happening with that has been quite cool, really, because I sing and I do songs and stuff like that, and I'll play these guys some of the songs that I've done, and we'll share articles, we'll have chats, and sometimes we're just basically just sitting there making jokes and telling personal stories about ourselves, and you really kind of get to familiarize yourself with the group. And as truth is, we're isolated inherently. And so when you're isolated, the idea is, even when you're doing colonization, the idea is to reach out and to maintain supply lines. And I feel that the supply of friendship, the supply of laughter, the supply of a sympathetic ear is very, very important to us indeed, and which is why so many people kind of join these chants after the show, and we have a good time. Indeed. Now, back onto a little more New Zealand news. Experts tip hold on rates. New Reserve Bank governor expected to proceed with caution in tepid market. New Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler, formerly from the World Bank, for those of you who don't know, it's funny, you know, the Fed in the States, exactly the same as the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. You know, Federal Reserve, Reserve Bank of New Zealand, you know, they're word gaming, scheming, parasitical, frickin' fungi, and they're not fungis. Okay, they're basically just corrupting and causing black mold and MRSA of the economic variety to rain down upon your country and destroy any form of independence or health that your economy has. That's what reserve banks are supposed to do in the New World Order system. This dude, Graham Wheeler, is expected to proceed gingerly when he delivers his first official cash rate decision on Thursday. What the heck is an official cash rate? Does anybody know? I don't know. And you know what the funny thing is? In articles, they don't explain what these things are. Have you noticed that? They just expect people to know, but they fricking don't. and this, the vast majority of the time, like, if I'm reading an article, I kind of you say something, and then you kind of have to explain what you're saying actually means, where it comes from, that sort of thing. You know, back it up, have some kind of a background understanding of the reader or whatever. But mainstream media doesn't do that. They want to keep you in the dark for a very, very good reason. Because if you're not in the dark, you'll see these very, very nasty scuttling cockroaches skittering around and eating all your bread, right? Now, economists expect him to keep the official cash rate on hold at 2.5%, and in the brief accompanying statement to give little away about whether he reads the economic outlook significantly differently from his predecessor, Alan Bollard. Alan Bollard was like a minister of the scumbaggery or something for the New Zealand government, you know, coming from the National Party. These people are just basically a big intertwined clandestine cartel full of old boys and scumbags. All right, probably all go to strip clubs together to get away with from their wives. For that, the financial markets will have to wait until the next monetary policy statement on December the 6th. December 6th, the day before December 7th, a day that will rule in infamy. I can guarantee you, the day after will probably rule in infamy, man. I think that this World Bank guy has gotten here to seize control of this country's economy and destroy it even more poignantly than it already has been. Right, and that's the only time when you get a new Fed chairman or anything like that, is if thing isn't quite racked up enough. And they're going to bring in a specialist, you know, just to fuck it up way more than you could ever conceive. But the consensus among 17 economic forecasters polled by Reuters we all know how manipulated polls are, is that the bank's next move will be to raise the official cash rate, with September next year the most common pick as to timing. The Reserve Bank itself, in its September statement, pushed back its guidance on when it expected to begin tightening from June to December next year. None of this actually means anything. Oh, we're tightening this, we're doing that. As if it's like nuts and bolts. These are people's lives that they're playing with. This is their purchasing power. You know, one little tweak or something like there with a banker means that your can of Coke or something goes up from $1 to $1.50 a can. You know, it has real effect on people, and they're playing around like it's some kind of mathematical game, and that's the reality of how it works, because they are playing a game, and we're the ones being played. We are the game that is being played here. Don't people get it? This economic garbage and tripe, GDP data, stock prices. Everything is a huge, fracking, complicated mess and nest of BS that means absolutely nothing. And they do this all to distract you while they consolidate all the real wealth into the hands of their banks to scum. Right? They get real assets for this fake money. Real assets. Okay? I could say that I've got like 500 grand or something like that, but with hyperinflation, that'll be worth like 20 bucks. But if I say that I own a house freehold that's worth 500 grand, it doesn't matter how low the price goes or anything like that. I've still got that land, and it's still got really much, much more the same capacity it's got before. The problem is the banks are the only ones that can hold houses like that now, because, you know, you think you own your house freehold? Stop paying your land taxes for a couple of years. See how that works out for you. It ain't going to work out very well at all. You're going to have it taken from you because you never own your house. Never. The government owns all the land, and the governments are all bought and paid for by the corporations. And this is a literal thing, okay? The government has shares, major shareholdings, in huge corporations that are running the country, okay? Like even things like McDonald's and sporting goods stores and really just everything, you know, getting upwards of a 30 to 50% shareholding, and most of the giant major corporations are actually owned by the government, has been exposed by Clint Richardson. So when they talk about the economy, what they're not telling you is that the economy is half owned by the government and half owned by the corporations already. When they're telling you that they're going to sell your state assets off to corporations, they don't tell you that the corporations already own half of it anyway. Okay? They're just manipulating you and deceiving you with little hand puppets like these scumbags at the banking systems and stuff like that, and confuse you with language that doesn't mean anything, and you just kind of switch off. It's like, oh, that's a bit boring, isn't it? Yeah, oh, well, there's all this stuff that I don't understand. You know, you lose people. And here we go. Stephen Jacoby, TPP, more trade, less conspiracy. Doomsayers must see a partnership aimed at eliminating trade barriers and delivering goods cheaply. Yeah, I'm sure that frickin' worked out for the United States under NAFTA and GATT, didn't it? When they moved all their frickin' manufacturing offshore, and now you got like 30, like, well, you got 4 million under 25s, or under 30, sorry, in the United States that are currently unemployed. And you know, you bail out GM. What do? They move all the manufacturing to China after you bail them out. Well, to save jobs? Are you kidding me? And this scumbag, Tim Grosser, comes out working for the government, selling this, pimping this TPPA. The pimp daddy of the TPPA. All right? He's got the TNA in there, and the PP stands for pimping, pimping. All right? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get some titties, I'm gonna get some pimping, pimping, I'm gonna get my ass, yeah, boy, and we're gonna smack that stuff up, oh yeah, and we're gonna have some nice free trade babies that are gonna, like, get addicted to cocaine and heroin and start shooting people and stabbing them with knives in the throat when they're walking down the street so they could steal a can of gasoline off them. You know, this is the kind of BS that we have to deal with as a country and as a species now. These people arguing with all these things about the merits of free trade. Look, you can't argue the merits of free trade because everybody who's been exposed to free trade has been fracked by it. It's got no merit. Is this clear? Is it comprehensible? It's beyond a joke. These people think that we're stupid. They think we don't know what's going on here. I know what's going on because it's so freaking obvious and it's admitted. People got to wake up, especially the mainstream media. You poisonous, pathetic fracks. Get your Shiite Muslim together. You're supposed to be the fourth estate out there, protecting people from the manipulations, lies, and power and deception of the scumbaggery elite. Because if you're worried about the people and what all the ordinary people are doing, it doesn't make any freaking sense. Because ordinary people don't control corporations that own your country. Okay? The scumbaggery elite do. Those are the people that you should be shining the light on, not blaming the people for whom are enslaved by the system and ensnared like a fly trapped in a spider's web, to be injected with poisonous vaccinating fangs to liquefy our cash insides into a cash flow that they can slurp up into some god-awful banking conspiracy. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, real talk radio in New Zealand. We'll be right back. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, don't you go anywhere.